Hi, everyone. I'm Doug Plagans, and welcome to the 5-Minute Morning Skate, where we tell you everything you need to know about the Panthers' upcoming matchup in 5 minutes or less. The Panthers will look to continue their historically strong start on home ice when they welcome the expansion Seattle Kraken to FLA Live Arena for the first time ever tonight. Winning each of their first 11 games at home, the Panthers can break a tie with the 63-64 Chicago Blackhawks for the best start at home in NHL history if they extend that streak against Seattle. Also looking to bounce back after a 4-3 loss to the Capitals last night, Panthers forward Jonathan Huberdeau said the team is ready to get back to work against the Kraken.
Really thinking about that, but I think, like I said, just forget we'd like to win this one. But, we've got to refocus, get back home. And like I said, tomorrow is going to be special. We have the chance, to make history. So we're going to, work hard and be ready right from the get-go.
In first place in the Atlantic Division with a record of 14-3-3, Huberdeau, Sam Reinhart, and Carter Verhaeghe each lit the lamp for the Panthers in their loss at Washington, while Sergei Bobrovsky and Spencer Knight combined to make 25 saves in net. Leading 1-0 after the first period against the Capitals, the Cats went on to surrender 3 goals within the first 4 minutes of the second, including a pair from Alex Ovechkin, who would go on to finish with a hat trick, to suddenly fall behind 3-1. After the game, Panthers interim head coach Andrew Brunette said the team needs to do a better job of managing big momentum swings like that moving forward.
Those momentum shifts we talked about on the road here seems to be a recurring problem, and, kind of had another change that wasn't great and some little things that come back to bite you, and you can't come back every night when you do some of those things.
Not lacking weapons on offense, the Panthers currently rank second in the league in scoring with an average of 3.80 goals per game. While Huberdeau's pacing the team with 20 points, three other players, Anthony Duclair, Alexander Barkov, and Aaron Ekblad, have recorded 17. Also catching fire, Verhaeghe has scored 4 goals over his last 5 games. Looking ahead to tonight's matchup, Duclair's status is currently up in the air after he was scratched from Friday's game for precautionary reasons due to a lower body injury. Also dealing with a lower body injury, Barkov remains out of the lineup and is still week to week. With no morning skate, here's the lineup the Panthers primarily used against the Capitals without Duclair. As far as the forwards go, Sam Bennett centered Jonathan Huberdeau and Owen Tippett. Anton Lundell centered Carter Verhaeghe and Sam Reinhart. Joe Thornton with Frank Vatrano on his left and Maxime Mammon on his right. And Etu Luostarinen centered Ryan Lomberg and Patrick Hornquist. On defense, Mackenzie Wieger and Aaron Ekblad were a pair. Gus Forsling with Radko Gudas and Lucas Carlson with Brandon Montour. Between the pipes, Knight will likely get the start for the Panthers after Bobrovsky played the majority of the game at Washington. Setting a franchise rookie record with 45 saves and a 4-1 win over the Devils in his last start, Knight is 5-2-1 with a .903 save percentage this season. Struggling a bit out of the gate in their inaugural season, the Kraken have lost 7 of their last 9 games to fall to 6-13-1, including being shut out by a score of 3-0 at Tampa Bay on Friday. While they own a 5-6-0 record at home, they've had a really hard time on the road, going 1-7-1. Against the Lightning, Seattle fired off just 17 shots on goal. Jaden Schwartz leads Seattle in scoring with 16 points on 4 goals and 12 assists, while Jordan Eberle ranks second with 14 points, including a team-high 9 goals. Second on the team in goals with 8, former Panther Jared McCann has scored 5 times in his last 8 games. With Philip Grubauer getting the start at Tampa Bay, it's possible that Chris Drieger will get the nod against the Panthers in net. Spending 2 seasons with Florida before being claimed by the Kraken in the expansion draft, Drieger owns an 0-2-0 record behind a .791 save percentage. Another familiar face in this matchup, Alex Wenberg, who has tallied 11 points this season, skated in 56 games with the Panthers last season, recording 29 points on 17 goals and 12 assists. With the Cats outscoring opponents 50-23 at home thus far, Panthers forward Sam Reinhart said the team is ready to get right back at it in front of the home crowd tonight.
Yeah, absolutely. That's a great opportunity for us. So no one wants to have a tough night and wait 4 or 5 days in between games.
As a reminder, it's another Sunset Saturday, which means fans are encouraged to arrive at FLA Live Arena at 4:30 p.m. to enjoy specialty price happy hour and exclusive Stoli cocktail on the City Furniture Patio, North Patio, and JetBlue Tarmac. Families can also arrive starting at 4 p.m. to partake in game day activations on the JetBlue Tarmac, such as a bounce house, hockey slap shot, and much more. If you want to catch the action in person, go to floridapanthers.com/tickets. If you're watching from home, the game will be broadcast on Bally Sports Florida or on ESPN Plus if you're out of the region. As always, you can catch the action on the Bally Sports app or listen to play-by-play on 560 WQAM and across the Panthers radio network. I'm Doug Plagans. This has been the 5-Minute Morning Skate, and we'll see you at Puck Drop.